Even though I've been teaching now for 30 years, I'm still a baby at teaching marching band. I've been teaching it about 8 years. But I find myself scheduling and making a plan earlier and earlier. I'll tell you about my disaster in the early years in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Back in my first year of teaching marching band, approximately 8 years ago or so, we recruited when school started, and that was when we were trying to get interest in our after-school marching band, and the first Saturday after school started was our camp. Of course, then we had to perform our first show 4 to 5 weeks later, and so it was really hectic and really harried. And we did okay for what we had available at that time. The more that I've been teaching marching band, the more that schedule and plan has backed up. In fact, every year I change this schedule. I'm going to share with you what works for me. You're going to have to adapt it to your school and where you're at in your program for right now. At this point in our program, November, in fact today, this afternoon, we are picking our show. And I will be ordering music as soon as we've picked the show. In December, I start recruiting eighth graders and going and talking to them, bringing my drum major over to talk to them. We actually do, this year was the first year we did this, we do marching band as a class. And so the eighth graders are going to be signing up for classes in January, and so they need to kind of be planning for that. In January, we actually start working on the music, and now I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a minute. We do it in all of my classes. I have three levels of band: concert band, symphonic band, and wind ensemble, and all three levels of band read through that music and start practicing on it. In February, we do our drum major auditions. Last year, we did all the leader auditions on the same day. This year we're splitting it up, and in March we're doing section leader auditions. Last year it was just an application. As soon as I get the drum majors and the section leaders in place, we're actually going to start meeting in March one time a month, just for an hour or two, just to start getting some ideas, get some plans in place, make sure that the leaders are committed right there from the start. In May, I'll be able to give my drill writer pretty much final numbers for what I'll have in marching band. And we'll perform our music as the closer to our spring concert. And that was an idea I got from Dr. Ed Canova many years ago. It kind of creates excitement for the next year. Plus, we've worked on the music, and next summer, or in the summer, shortly after that concert, when we start doing our camp, the freshmen are the only ones who have never seen that music before. So we perform that as a closer. We surround the audience, all three groups, concert band, symphonic band, and wind ensemble, about 110, 120 students surround the audience. And it's always a big hit and a great way to end the year. In fact, a lot of parents ask me, why don't you do that at every concert? But I think that would kind of take away the specialness of it. So we save that for our marching band music in our May concert. In June, I have a leader meeting set up. And I've also set aside 1 week in my schedule. I've blocked it out so that I don't do anything else, and I'll turn down things that come up, to print set sheets, study music, study the show so I can see where I'm going to add body movement, and also to prep my camp days and develop a schedule and a plan for those days. This is the first time that I've actually set aside those days. I'm looking forward to that, because usually I have plans in my mind to do that, but I never get around to it, and the summer is gone before I know it, and I'm scrambling the day before camp starts to do all these things. And once camp starts, my creative juices, my planning juices just go out the window, and I find myself just trying to get through each day and each rehearsal for the next 8 or 10 weeks. So I have no creativity to add body movement or even time to call up someone and ask them for their help at that point. So this year I'm hoping to get that all planned out. There are many studies that have been done that show that when you actually write something down and you plan it and you put it in your calendar, it is more than 90% likely to happen. But if you don't, if you just have it in your mind as something I'd like to do, I'd always like to do this, I'd always like to do that, then it just never ends up happening. So we'll see where that comes this year. In July, I have a leader training set up, a whole day of camp just for leaders, and then we have camp coming up. A couple of tips for when you're creating a marching band schedule and a plan. Write down what's important. If you forgot to do something one year, put it into a checklist that you use each year as you're doing your planning. I'm going to include all these dates now. I've had a wonderful drum major this year named Brianna, and she has had some terrific ideas. She has been the instigator for some of these things with moving the leadership training even earlier. We didn't even have a leader day until this past summer, and she had asked for it. And after seeing how great that was, I don't know how we can not do that continuously. Also, something that I didn't do this past school year, but I'm going to incorporate into our plan, is we're going to have regular leader meetings. We tended to have leader meetings, and I'm talking about student leaders and the staff also. We tended to have meetings when issues came up that grew too big. And I'm hoping that by having a weekly meeting, we're going to be able to kind of foresee that and prevent some of those issues from happening. So write down what's important and actually think about your whole schedule and how you want things to be, including some downtime for the students and for you and your staff. Every year, we go ahead and we schedule Labor Day weekend off. I've already put that in the calendar, that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday are off. If there's a football game that ends up being on that Friday night, we might do it. I might just say this year that we can't do it. We need that one weekend. That Labor Day weekend falls in about the middle of our season for us, if you include camp and then the things after Labor Day. And so we need that one weekend for me to spend time with my family, for my students to spend time with their family. I put it down in our calendar that we're off. Every year I get two or three calls. People are almost begging me, can you please be in our Labor Day parade? Please be in our Labor Day parade. It's just 2 hours that you have to be there. And I always tell them, I'm sorry, we have other plans. And our other plans is that needed time off. I hope that these tips have been helpful to you. I look forward to hearing about some of your ideas for creating a marching band schedule and plan.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.